Good morning. While most of the steadiest rain passed through overnight across interior New York and New England, we're still left with plenty of very light and spotty showers, also areas of fog and drizzle, and an overall dampness this morning, most everyone starting off in the 50s. It'll take a while, but gradually things will start to dry out, and we'll even see some breaks in the clouds leading to a little bit of sunshine today. However, an upper-level disturbance will swing over the region, and with its cool pool of air aloft, it'll create enough instability so pop-up showers will develop primarily over the higher terrain, then drift into the valleys. We'll have a few of these passing showers from time to time, none of which will last too long, but we could see a burst of rain or even a rumble of thunder with some of these showers as they move on by. Temperatures should manage to get through the 60s in most places and toward the 70-degree mark. Most of this action will die out after dark tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy and will go back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Tomorrow, more of the same with the cool pool of air overhead. We'll have some breaks of sunshine followed by cloudy periods, passing scattered showers, and maybe even a couple of rumbles of thunder with high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. We still run the risk of a shower with a little bit of that cool air still aloft on Saturday. However, the trend will be for much drier weather, and most of the day will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds and highs staying in the mid-60s. We'll turn the corner with a ridge of high pressure building in on Sunday. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs back up to 70. And a nice warm-up for the early part of next week with high pressure both at the surface and aloft producing mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures reach into the middle and upper 70s through Tuesday afternoon. Any remnants of Irma will have the potential of heading our way in the form of rain showers by the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Irma, which passed north of Puerto Rico late yesterday and overnight, and is now located 210 miles east-southeast of Grand Turk Island. Irma is moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue with some decrease in forward speed for the next couple of days. On the forecast track, the center should pass north of the coast of Hispaniola later today, be near the Turks and Caicos and southeastern Bahamas by this evening, and then near the central Bahamas tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds are near 180 miles per hour with higher gusts. Irma is a Category 5 on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Some fluctuations in intensity are likely during the next day or two, but Irma is forecast to remain a powerful Category 4 or 5 hurricane during the next couple of days. New this morning, the government of the Bahamas has issued a hurricane warning for all of the Bahamas, and a hurricane warning remains in effect for Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. A hurricane watch will likely be required later today for portions of southern Florida and the Florida Keys. At Mount Washington this morning, 50 miles visibility with cloudy skies and light rain showers, 45 degrees with a southwest wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 58 degrees, the dew point 55, 90% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.82 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, mid-70s, Boston increasing sun in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 63 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 61, that's 5 degrees below normal. 54 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month now, 1.52 inches, which is 92 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 33.32 inches for the year, which is 6.57 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55, the record high, 96, set in 1945, and the record low, 36, in 1962. Sunrise this morning was at 6:27 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks and also scattered passing showers today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with some sunny periods, but also some scattered passing showers today, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks and some scattered passing showers today, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks and also scattered passing showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, with some sunny breaks from time to time today, but also a few scattered passing showers, perhaps a rumble of thunder, with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, still the risk of a few passing showers and a thunderstorm, with highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, an isolated shower Saturday, but mostly dry, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, near 70 on Sunday. More sunshine, mid-70s Monday. Sunshine through some high clouds on Tuesday, near 80. And mostly cloudy with a chance of rain on Wednesday in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.